Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Hey, what's going on, Wisconsin? It is the Bill Michaels Show. Tim Allen in for Bill today. He is gone again tomorrow as well, I do believe. Right, Joe? He's off tomorrow?
Yep. I'm hosting the show tomorrow.
You'll be in what he calls the big chair tomorrow, but in the meantime, we'll continue our baseball conversation. Still to come, I want to get more of your reaction at the bottom of the hour here on the great debate that's going on in the world of baseball, and that is, you don't have to pick a side. That's the other factor in this. You don't have to pick a side between players and the owners. I think that we all pick the side of the league and what's safe and what's economically understandable on both sides and what they agree on. And that's where we're at here. Schneider Orange Hotline is where we find our friend and current Brewers bench coach, Pat Murphy. Pat, how are you, man? Thanks for the time.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Are you staying busy? I mean, what do you do now? Are you the one that's looking over a lot of video, doing a lot of texting, a lot of conversations amongst the Milwaukee Brewers organization, or what?
Yeah, I'm giving guys crap on a daily basis. pick out a few targets, and I hammer them and send them bad swings, or, you know, walking guys with the bases loaded, just keep their morale up.
Yeah, I mean, it's no different. Baseball is never going to change in that regard. I mean, there's pictures flying around of Counts on his riding lawnmower, and I was watching a show last night that had Ron Renicki saying when Carlos Gomez got to him, he would be three curveballs in the dirt, three swings, and then he'd be heading back to the dugout. So that's never going to change in the game of baseball.
No, it's fun. We're keeping it fun, keep them connected as much as we can. You know, the front office and Counts, they're so busy they can't see straight. So we've got to pick up the slack and we're not as busy, and we get to contact players and, you know, make it try to give them a little support as they try to drudge through this thing.
Yeah, no doubt. And when this thing is all done, and my man Billy and I, we're going to give you a big hug when we see you. Just to kind of reconsummate this. Yes, reconsummate.
I'm going to be shifty. You're going to have trouble finding me, man. You better bring a long stick.
I got a wide wingspan, man. You better look out. You better be quick. Let's talk a little bit about the debate that's going on and where the coaches are. In the sake of this conversation, where the coaches are sort of lost in here, where do you see this? There's the economic side and Manfred, and there's the protocol and safety, and there's, you know, an agreement that has to be agreed upon. But where are the coaches in all of this?
Yeah, I think that, you know, we're still just hoping we play. We love what we do. I think I speak for a lot of the coaches. You know, like, we just love what we do. We want to play. We understand, you know, the debate going on between players and owners, we get it. You know, that's going to be there. And when we fast forward 25 years, it's going to be there again. And that's part of it, you know. And it's really for us to go into it or give opinions and all that kind of stuff, man, we need to be focused on what we need to do, be ready for when it does start. How do we prepare these guys, keep them safe physically other than COVID, keep them safe, you know, going into an intense season, whether there's fans at first or not, you know, just, you know, planning all that, being on task and on point to think of anything we can think of, know their histories in and out, you know, and do our jobs and get them ready and get them in the right mindset to, you know, we're making history here, you know, in terms of Major League Baseball is making history, and hopefully it comes through. It won't be without hurdles. It won't be without uncomfortableness. But that's all part of, you know, I don't think anything great has ever been achieved without uncomfortableness. And I don't think anything great has ever been achieved without fear. I don't think anything great has been achieved without a lot of obstacles. So I think we have a great duty, and I think we have a great opportunity to do something pretty special for baseball, for, you know, what it means to the rest of the country and other countries. And, you know, I think it's all going to come together, and I'm proud of the way everybody's responded. And, of course, you know, you guys got to keep your shows going, so, you know, you need to talk about it. But I think in the big picture, as coaches, we're not affected by that. We're just, let us know where to be and what bus to be on or what plane to be on, or, you know, if we got to go by, you know, horse and buggy, let's do what we got to do.
Well, and I've been hammering home the fact that, you know, on a certain level, Pat, just life. I know we praise you guys as players and coaches, and you've been around the block and knee deep in the game of baseball. But, you know, in the grand scheme of things, it's the same as my job. Do I feel safe going back to work? And if I don't, do I have enough money to bow out for a year until this thing clears? And it's sort of the same. It is the same philosophy. Although we praise you as fans, but it is still a business, and it's the same philosophy, is it not?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, these guys take inherent risks playing the game. You know, they're playing they're highly skilled at a game that can be very dangerous, like any other sporting event, you know. But, you know, you take as many precautions and you make as many good decisions on top of good decisions as you can to stay safe. And I think there's enough people in – you know, here's the thing, Tim. MLB, these guys are smart, man. These guys, you can poke fun at them. You can take shots at them. That's all part of it, you know. But these guys are really smart, and they're trying to get it right. Ain't one of them trying to get it wrong. And there's not one of them putting money in front of safety. They're just not. They got to this point to be owners and to be leaders of MLB because they're really smart, most of them. And I got to say, the prevailing movements and ideas are based out of what's fairly appropriate. And I think on the player side, I think at the same time, they're represented by some smart people too. And I think they're just trying to get what's fair for them and trying to come to some type of negotiation like anything else, you know, so where it works for both sides. And I think inherently they know the risk going in. And I think we'll play baseball. I do. I think we'll play.
Brewers bench coach Pat Murphy here on the Bill Michaels Show on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Pat, you've probably read through a lot of the proposals that have been exchanged a little bit. Do you feel safe with what you've read through and what you're hearing from not only the organization but the league?
No question. No, there's no doubt. No, I feel safe. I'm not one to make my judgments based on a statement here or a statement there. You just got to kind of trust and kind of use your instincts a little bit and use the information. And I think that, you know, I'm not going to be – I trust who I'm involved with. I really do, you know, and I think those people are not in it for the money solely, and I think they're in it for – you know, doing what's right before all else. Actually, I think both sides is a bunch of great people, and I think they're in it to do what's right first and foremost. And then the rest is come to an agreement, you know, realizing it's not bigger than life. It's not bigger than anyone's safety. And yeah. You know, they're aware somebody can get COVID, someone can get this strand, and they got precautions for it, and also I think that I let the experts do it. You know, they know what they're doing.
82 games is in the proposal. There's an expanded playoffs. There's a DH for you guys, and I, you know, not to make light of the situations for families that have suffered through this, but the DH, I definitely cannot wait for you guys to get on the field and utilize that if that's the case. Expanded playoffs. Can you guess a time frame or no? Or I mean, we're hearing anywhere from July 1st to August 1st, and I read one report that even said possibly as late as August 10th.
All right, I got no clue on that. I got no clue on that. I really don't. Sorry, you need to think about which guests you bring on have information, but. I don't have that information.
I thought you were important.
No, I'm not important. And hey, look, if they call me tomorrow, say get there, you know, you pack up the kids and you get them there. You know, and it's what we do. It's what we're paid to do. And we're at a moment of crisis. How we respond is big. People that are belly aching about X, Y, and Z in terms of how this is going to affect our year or our movements or whatever. I mean, hey, this is a crisis situation. We got a chance to do something meaningful for history. You know, count me in. Tell me where to go.
Yeah, and I think that's why you hear that term unprecedented times. But in the grand scheme, it is, for sure. But it also is for each entity, for basketball. Is it an asterisk season? Is it for baseball? Could it open the doors for, you know, maybe some of these things you might experiment with, make the game even better.
You know, that's really a great point on your part. Like we're going to learn something out of this deal. We're going to get more insight out of this. It's going to help the game. MLB doesn't make changes that hurt the game. It really doesn't. Now, I'm not in favor of the DH, but that's my opinion based on being in the National League for 6 years and just loving. I love every bit of the game, watching and seeing how use pitching staffs differently, how you're mandated to give up an out here if you let the pitcher hit. You know, it's an incredible competitive experience being in the National League, and it'll be remembered forever. If we go to full-time DH in years to come, you know, it'll be remembered ever as you know, the National League game being really special. For those who played it, you know, it changes your roster. It changes the complexion of your roster. I haven't experienced the American League game, but 50 games, I think, or something like that, 60 games, and the American League game is way different. And I think it's a disadvantage for all the National League teams because you just don't know how to play it yet. So it's something we got to think through.
Yeah, there's certainly strategy involved there. Being a longtime Brewer fan, when they bounced from the AL to the NL, it took me a little while to understand a double switch as a younger dude. And it is right. a little more strategic in that regard. Final thing for you, Pat. I know your son was going to play baseball. And just on a personal note, how's the family?
Everything's great, man. Yeah, he was at Oregon State as a freshman. Got to play as a freshman, which is pretty great. The other great thing about this, the blessing in disguise with this whole thing, is I got to be with him now the last, he came home in March, so got to be with him the last couple months, and that's just, I haven't been with him a lot since he's been off playing, and he goes away every summer and plays for somebody different. And, I really haven't got to see him a lot except over the wintertime. And, that part's been great. My two little ones are great. My daughter's pregnant. She's living in Nashville, and they're getting ready to have their second. So that's exciting times. I couldn't be more grateful. Yeah.
See, always the optimist, Pat Murphy. Hey, if I got some connections in the Northwoods League, if you need some help, get your son closer to you all summer.
No, he is. He's scheduled to play in Kenosha.
He is. Okay. Nicely done. Yeah, that's where Ty played. That's cool. That's super
right?
cool.
Yeah. That's,
yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
All right, Pat. Well, listen.
How's your family?
Yeah. Everything's good. I went through some losses. I think we'll save that for a personal conversation. But healing up. That's for sure. I'll let you know. I'll give you the details soon. All right.
Beautiful.
Pat,
great talking
thanks.
To you, like always, man.
Yeah.
Brewers fans, I hope they understand, man. You got a special organization run by special people. So it really is. It feels. It's like I've been in this game a long time, but to feel these people and the way they care about the right stuff, it's really, really, really unique for me.
Proud awesome. To be part of it. Pat, thanks for the time. We'll talk again.
All right, man. See you.
All right, there he is, Pat Murphy, Brewers bench coach, here on the Bill Michaels Show on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard, you work hard, they treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them at 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
I know Joe Zenzola is going to be hosting the show tomorrow. Really didn't get you to expand on a few things. So I do want to hear your take on this, and you can set up your show for tomorrow. We'll talk more baseball, the big debate. Pat Murphy doesn't know much of anything on a timeline, but he is optimistic. He's hopeful. So am I. We'll continue this conversation next here on the Bill Michaels Show.
This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over at Van Horn Automotive. They have the customer assistance days going on right now. 0% APR for 12 months on repairs up to $2,000. 0% APR up to 84 months on select makes and models. New cars, no payments for 6 months. How about that? Nobody else is doing that. Used vehicles priced at their lowest and no payments for 90 days. The collision center, if God forbid you're in an accident, they are going to give you up to $500 off of your deductible at the collision center. They've got a lot of different things going on out there right now. They can completely disinfect your car in the service department. That's right. Plus, if you want to buy a new car or a used car, you can go online, go to vanhornauto.com or stop in, make an appointment and stop in. Online, they can go through the entire vehicle process. You can buy it online, do the paperwork online and have the vehicle delivered to you. Or you can do the vehicle walkthrough online, the vehicle demonstration online, the virtual sales appointment, all kinds of good stuff to stay socially distant right now. That's our good friends at Van Horn Auto. They have 16 dealerships in Wisconsin and throughout Iowa. The Van Horn Automotive Group, family born and employee owned. Check them out on the web again at vanhornauto.com. That is vanhornauto.com.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This segment sponsor brought to you by Lemonade Light Up. Share lemonade.com. That's your happiness hub. They're updated daily. It has hundreds of stories that are going to remind you just how sweet life can be. So you can share some of your own lemonade right there. Go to sharelemonade.com and celebrate the good.
Welcome back, Wisconsin. The Bill Michaels Show, a Thursday edition. Tim Allen in for Bill today. Joe Zenzola tomorrow. Bill, and, you know, a lot of us that are in this industry have just worked straight through. I say us, take me out of that, because I haven't. No baseball. It's I'll pitch in where I can for the shows I do. But Bill's been working just straight on through, and so he needs and deserves some time off here. As weird as that sounds right now, but he's been one that a lot of broadcasters have worked straight through this. Joe Zenzola, you'll be doing this show tomorrow. Now, on this baseball front, wanted to get your spin here before we get to our next break, but your spin on this as baseball, and here's the perception. You know what it is. The perception is millionaires fighting against billionaires about money. And that's the way it's going to be perceived. You heard me read the quote from Tom Glavine about how it's perceptually, if nothing else, going to be blamed on the players. You heard what Scooter Jeanette had to say. Your thoughts?
You know what? I am just at this point now where it's exactly right when it comes to billionaires and millionaires. They need to just knock this off and get something going. If they can find a way to make this game safe, the same way that the KBO is doing right now in Korea. I mean, they're out there playing games. Half these players aren't even wearing masks. So if they can figure this out, surely Major League Baseball can. So if you can do this in a safe way, let's just try to find some common ground with the money. Not everyone here is going to make their full salaries. That's just what it is. I for me, and for a lot of people out there who are working right now, and for a lot of people that are not working right now, no one wants to hear any of these people bicker about money. No one. Whether it's the billionaires, whether it's the millionaires, it don't matter. No one wants to hear about your bickering when it comes to money. Just deal with it. If you don't want to play baseball because it involves risk, then fine, don't play baseball. You're not going to collect a paycheck this year. That's just the reality of it. But I can tell you right now that there are people working and listening to this show who are likely taking even greater risks than these baseball players going out and playing a game. I mean, think about it, Tim. Let's just look at a cop. Not only are these cops putting their lives on the line every single day because that's what they do, now you add the coronavirus risk to it. I mean, let's just start right there. Look at the first responders. Look at healthcare workers who have to go on the front lines every single day and combat this thing and constantly expose themselves to this. They are making the same money that these baseball players are making. So, again, it's tone deaf. It's tone deaf, and people want
to
hear it.
To some degree, it appears to me that they will be watched over more so than us. In terms of taking temperatures, there's protocol of this, that, and the other thing, and that's okay. Hey, if that's their business, that's MLB's umbrella, and as a company, that's what they have displayed for the safety protocol. But I can tell you, in my world, and anecdotal as it might be, you mentioned law enforcement in my circle, in my family, we have a police officer, mm-hmm. we have a corrections officer.
Mm-hmm.
And a security guard. I mean, just three of those are three examples. I'm not going to name names, but just three examples in this family that all three of them had a scare. In other words, somebody they work with or somebody the cop pulled over.
Right.
And then he had to, you know, go get tested. And then you're on, I don't know about pins and needles, but, you know, you're just like, oh, I wonder who I what, because it does hit people. I make no mistake about it. It does. I'm not the scare tactic guy, but I will say some of the things we have done have been really good. And some of the things that we are going to do are mandated by life. I mean, life and data and science and all sorts of things. So sports is no different. And that's the thing. That's I hope people really understand, you know, where I'm coming from with that is that, you know, this isn't just about sports. It's about us going back to work, too. We'll continue the conversation. You want to jump in here? I know you're at work right now. You could be in the middle or upper portions of our state at work right now. And to hear, well, let me phrase it. How offended are you that billionaires and millionaires can't get to collectively get together and come up with some sort of agreement to continue the wheel of that particular business? That must offend some of you. It has to. 855-830-8648 on the Milwaukee Admirals, hashtag Admirals50 talk line. Tim in for Bill today here on the Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Traeger Grills. Traeger Grills, the official grill of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. You're going to do some grilling this weekend, aren't you? I bet you are. You can pick yours up just like I did from Ben and his great staff at Wauwatosa Ace Hardware. You can also go to Germantown Ace Hardware, South Milwaukee Ace Hardware, and Harry's Ace Hardware in Franklin. And just ask them about the Traeger grill. That thing is fantastic. You're going to love it this weekend. Get you one. Get your grill on. That's from our friends over there at Traeger Grills.
Nice enough to grill out, that's for sure, at least where I'm at. Welcome back, Bill Michaels Show. Tim in for Bill today. Throughout the state of Wisconsin, tomorrow, Friday, you're probably going to make it a long weekend and things starting to open up a little bit. And We've got NASCAR back rolling, and Joe, this will enlighten your life a little bit. Golf, to a degree, is back. And as a matter of fact, Brian Anderson's going to be on the call, if you will, of a golf match that includes Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. How would you like to be near that foursome or caddy for those guys, along with Tiger and Phil?
I think I'd sell my soul. I think I would. I'm looking forward to that this weekend. You know, the one thing that will not really work out is, you know, they're not going to be able to, like, swear, use bad language, you know, do stuff like that, because this isn't going to be on pay-per-view. This is going to be on TNT, so everyone can watch it.
Yeah.
And the last time they did this, there was a big snafu with the pay-per-view, so a lot of people who paid for it got screwed out of it and then had to find another way to get into it. But I'm looking forward to this. I think this will be some good relief for a lot of people, again, as we're slowly bringing some sports back. And to see some of the biggest superstars on the planet compete against each other for charity is going to be awesome.
Yeah, and that's the key, is that as we start to reopen here, sports is going to do the same thing. And NASCAR, as we discussed a few hours ago, NASCAR back rolling in Darlington on Sunday and last night, as that sport is back up and running, and they've pretty intense schedule for NASCAR as well, as they just scheduled out just a ton of races in a short amount of time. I like that personally, and I don't know if you know, that's a grueling season. They have two off weeks in a 38-week season.
Isn't that crazy?
I think there's, I don't know if it's Easter or Mother's Day or something. There's a couple of weeks in which they just, you know, I guess historically have taken off. But boy, I found it interesting, a Wednesday night race. I just think that I've always wondered why it had to be a weekly, why it couldn't be like twice a week, have a midweek race and then a weekend race. And so that's what you had, this past few days, Sunday and a Wednesday night. Now, Wednesday night last night was rain shortened a little bit, but I think it opened the eyes to a lot of folks that, you know, just wanted to see something. They wanted to see some form of sports. And it opened their eyes to NASCAR, the sport of NASCAR, being more strategic than a bunch of guys turning left. And we get the old cliches. I understand them. I used to have them myself. But it's clearly not the case. So maybe in that regard, it has helped NASCAR to a degree get that exposure. Now you've got golf. I think that, you know, sort of quietly, the NBA, you know, NFL has just been sort of stoic through all of this. So when we talk about the three leagues, MLB, NBA, and Major League Baseball, along with football, one has been very vocal. We know which one that is, and that's baseball. And we've been talking about it for days, and we'll continue to. One has been stoic in football, that they're just all systems we sort of play. These are undertones. Granted, no one's come out and said this. This is the way I have perceived this. The NFL has been stoic to the point where you ain't going to mess with us. that's kind of like what the NFL is doing. Oh, no, we'll be back. We're not going to have any labor stoppage because of this. And the NBA has been somewhat almost a little sneaky-like. They've been a little quieter than probably they should, because they're the ones on the clock, I think, more than anybody. The NBA still has a schedule to finish up, 16 or 17 games. There still is a playoff race at the lower spectrum of the playoffs standings. Baseball's got a little time to play with, because they have already acquiesced to, say, about half a season. They've got a little time to play with here. NFL, as I stated. But where's basketball in this? I know there's just recently, I think last night or this morning, have come out and said that, you know, there's some legs on a particular plan of possibly some neutral sites. Orlando being one, Houston another one, Las Vegas. Now, Vegas makes total sense to me. I would love that. But, you know, I get all those plans, but not really lightning rod material, not really conversations that at least we've known about. You know they're having them. The players have been a little bit more vocal in the last 24 hours, maybe a day and a half, in saying that we want to play. They're ready to go. They definitely, LeBron even said, oh, I want to play. We're ready to play. So you have the three different facets of the big three sports going on in terms of the debate and how to handle the safety protocols. Economically, a different story. Economically, totally different between the three sports. Revenue sharing in both the NFL and NBA. MLB doesn't have that. MLB says, we have a union, and here's our plan, and the owners say, okay, we agree or disagree. A little bit different. At some point, all three of these sports are going to be back up and running. The bonus, the kicker here, NCAA now is really standing down a little bit on a hard stance that there will not be fall sports. At the Division I, the Division I people got together and cannot rule it out that it would happen. What does that mean for your kids at the dorm? That's a different story. I thought it was that the NCAA has said if there's not in class or at the geographic location school in session, then we won't have sports. Well, now that's loosening a little bit. And I like that adjustment. You can't help but like the shifting on the fly here. So all encouraging things, but the debate that ensues with baseball, that's the key. That's going to be the big one. And I hope behind closed doors that everyone just does their thing and then give us the results. I know we want to know, and I know there's breaking stories to happen with a lot of reporters. I know agents cannot possibly keep their mouths shut. But if they could sort of retain all this information collectively until they have some really good, hopeful, optimistic news to give us, that would be cool. Just so oftentimes we just hear the dirt. It's just a shame. It really is a shame. While someone is up the street, Joe, someone's right up the street here that literally has no control. Who's hiring right now, number one? They lost their job because their business is not open and they can't pay their bills. I know this is anecdotal. I know this is one situation, but you know, with the 30 plus billion unemployment claims, we know that a lot of that is happening. So anecdotal as it were, those things are happening and you guys have an opportunity to make your mark. You heard Pat Murphy say it. You have an opportunity here to make your mark in history. We saw it after 9/11. We saw it with George Bush, our president, throwing out the first pitch. What would be wrong with this in July to have our president throw out the first pitch and say sports is you know, back, or we are back, or whatever they want to put on it? It's just, we have an opportunity to do this, and the infighting over money, I know, is not making you guys happy. I know it's not. It's not making me particularly pleased. I understand it. I get it. But to do it, airing your dirty laundry out in front of everybody, now it's a measuring contest. It shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't. Wrap things up next here, the Bill Michaels Show. You can find a lot of these interviews, in fact, all of them, right, Joe?
Yeah, just go to BillMichaelsSports.com. BillMichaelsSports.com, that is where everything is. And believe me, if you did not hear the Scooter Gennett interview from earlier today, you may want to take a listen to it. And it might ruffle your feathers a little bit when it comes to talking about money.
It could. And keeping in mind that Scooter Gennett is a free agent right now. He's not a member of any team. I think that allowed him to speak a little bit more candidly, maybe.
I think more so than candidly. No, you know what? I don't remember a player saying publicly on the air or anywhere the specifics of a contract that he was trying to work out with a team.
That's true.
I mean, Scooter
went into all these little incentives that he was trying to get
for this.
Yes,
$500,000 for this,
and he's like, I can still be an all-star. So here, you know, let's meet in the middle. I just, man, that blew me away.
Yeah, that's interesting. All right, we'll wrap things up next here on the Bill Michaels Show.
This portion of the program brought to you by our friends in Wisconsin, Harley-Davidson. Go out and see my buddy Craig out there, the GM. If you're looking for a bike to socially distance yourself, they are now open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, Sunday, 10 to 3. Service is closed on Sunday, but that's okay. Get out there and enjoy yourself. They have the Thursday night concert series on the Wisconsin Harley-Davidson Facebook page. Coming up tonight, Amelia and Jeremy for Rebel Grace. Also on the 28th, Joshua Lubert's going to be there. No better time than right now to get on the open road and socially distance yourself and enjoy yourself. And it's time to get out of the house and go down to Wisconsin Harley-Davidson and check out their huge inventory of new and pre-loved Harley-Davidson. The new inventory is fantastic if you haven't seen it yet. Oh, my goodness. Clear your mind, clear your spirit right there on the open road in a brand new 2020 Harley-Davidson. And they're buying used bikes right now. They offer free trade values on your used bike all month long. Trade in your pre-owned motorcycle and upgrade to a bike of your dreams. They are the number one dealership on two wheels for 2 years in a row. Take a ride through the scenic Kettle Moraine Forest to the showroom on Highway 67 in Oconomowoc. Go to WISHD.com. That is WISHD.com. Go where I go. Go say hi to Craig. Go say hi to Robert, the owner. Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, they are your destination dealer.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at the Four Seasons Island Resort and Pine Mountain Ski and Golf Resort as well. If you want to go up north and do some social distancing, that's where it was invented. The Four Seasons Island Resort is in Pembine, Wisconsin, or Pine Mountain Ski and Golf Resort in Iron Mountain, Michigan, home of the Timberstone Championship Golf Course. Both are absolutely beautiful. Go to TimberstoneGolfCourse.com. That's TimberstoneGolfCourse.com. Or TheFourSeasonsWI.com. That's TheFourSeasonsWI.com.
Okay, final couple of minutes here, the Bill Michaels Show, a Thursday edition. And again, BillMichaelsSports.com to hear any of what you missed earlier today. A fascinating conversation with Brewers bench coach Pat Murphy, as well as Scooter Gennett. And that's where we lead to on our way out here. It's called Joe's Favorite. So Scooter Gennett had a ton to say, but you picked a couple of favorites.
Okay, here's favorite number one when it comes to money and players retiring.
Tim, there's a lot of guys that haven't, a lot of baseball players, not 90% of them, that aren't comfortable, like, financially. So, you know, there's only about 10% of guys on each team that are making the type of money in 1 year that they can retire for the rest of their life, right? The other guys, those rookies, the guys that haven't made it to arbitration yet, those guys might have a couple hundred grand in the bank, but that ain't life-changing money, you know? So that's what's tough. And then on those union meetings, there's guys that speak up, right? And it tends to be the guys that get hurt the most are the guys that are making the most, right? Like, those are the leaders on the team. Those are your Ryan Braun. Those are your guys that have been around. Those are the guys that have earned the right to speak and talk. But the problem is, it's not the 90% or 80% of the guys that don't have a whole lot of money that are like, man, like, you know, so there's that with the players. And it's not like the players on the same page. It's just some guys have the right to say certain things. And it tends to be the guys that have already established themselves that have the money. So it's almost not as beneficial for those other players that are rookies, because they feel like their voice isn't going to get heard as much. So I'm sure there is some conflicts in there, but like you said, it's 9 times out of 10, it's about money.
Interesting. And now it is up to perspective, and it's relative to what you make, but a couple hundred thousand in the bank?
That's life-changing money.
I mean...
Anything six figures is life-changing money. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are. Especially if you're making that each year. If you're going through a rookie contract. Well,
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, I mean, if you're making that each year, okay, then stackable. Yeah, it's stackable.
Even so, if you're missing a year where you're not getting paid at all that money sitting in the bank, you can live off of that for a year.
Yeah. You could take some time off on $100,000.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. All right, favorite number two.
Okay, number two was the one that I was talking about in the last segment in regards to Scooter Jeanette's contract negotiations, because again, he's a free agent right now. He shared some of the things he was trying to bargain.
Yeah, I just wanted incentives, and they didn't want to give me incentives. I didn't get a guaranteed offer to make this team out of camp. And I was like, okay, but give me some incentives. And they said $500,000, $700,000 was it. I'm like, well, I can make an all-star team still. Like, how about we do, like, if I make an all-star team, there's 500. If I win the Silver Slugger, there's 500. If I get 400 at-bats, 500 at-bats, I'm an everyday player, there's 500. You know, to where at the end of the day, I'm a $20 million player, and they've only had to pay me 8 or 9 or 10. But right. They didn't want to do that, so they made the decision pretty easy for me.
Wow. That's interesting. You don't really hear players talk about that sort of negotiating detail.
Never. Tim, I've never heard that before publicly.
I know how it sounds. And it's relative to his world, though. We need to understand that.
Get that? Yeah.
Throw around numbers like that. It's in his world amongst his peers. Now, does it rub people the wrong way when we have to hear that or Blake Snell say that, and on top of that, I even have to pay taxes? Yeah, it rubs people the wrong way. I get it. I totally get it. Joe, on the show tomorrow, you're in the chair here.
I am. We'll talk with former NFL quarterback Bruce Gradkowski, also with Pro Football Focus. Kevin Holden, CBS 58, will be joining me as well. I'm going to get my thoughts on this whole Rodgers-Jordan Love thing. And these national outlets need to knock it off with these headlines about Giannis going to Golden State. I've had enough about it. So tomorrow, Bucks fans, I'm going to give you hope and positivity that Giannis is not going anywhere. Let's all chill out.
Yeah, thanks to all our guests on the show today. Thanks to Evan Heffelfinger. Yes, that's his name. For Joe Zenzola, my name is Tim Allen. You guys have a great day, Wisconsin. Thanks for listening.
Listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.